Hello and welcome to our study of the Curious Characters of Christmas. Today we're going to conclude our study of the shepherds. And I mentioned yesterday that there were three responses of the shepherds that caused their lives to go from the mundane to the miraculous. We looked at two of them, the first one being we have to actually come to Jesus. They heard the good news about Jesus, but they had to travel to him and embrace him. And then secondly, they shared Jesus with others. And we looked at that. That's two responses that we need to make in our lives if our lives are going to count, is we have to embrace Jesus truly, not just add Jesus to our life, but make him truly Lord and Savior, and then live a life where we want to share Jesus with others. Well, there's a third thing, a third response from the shepherds that we also need in our life. Look at verse 20, Luke chapter 2, verse 20. It says, "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them." After they left baby Jesus, they were glorifying, praising God with their lives. All in one night, these shepherds went from tending sheep to glorifying and praising God. The shepherds came to Jesus, they shared Jesus, and the third response, the shepherds worshiped Jesus. They worshiped Jesus. Their lives would never be the same after that first Christmas night. Heaven came down and glory filled their soul. They would never look at the stars the same again, or a sunrise, or a sunset. They would never look at any creation the same again. They would not look at people the same. Their hearts forever changed by a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths. They weren't just shepherds anymore. They became part of the grand narrative. God rescuing humanity through Jesus Christ. It was now not just a story they had maybe heard about, but it was a story they were a part of. Their lives were now consumed with sharing and worshiping the Savior. How about you and I? We are wired to worship. Every human heart on this planet worships someone or something. The question is not if, but what. And we will become like the things we worship. Worship money and we'll become greedy. Worship sex and we'll become lust-filled people. Worship work and it will consume us and we'll sacrifice our family at the altar of our work. Worship the Chicago Bears and, well, you'll just become depressed. Don't even bother. But worship Jesus and you'll become like Jesus. And choosing to worship Jesus daily is a reminder that our lives are no longer mundane. We are part of something miraculous. It's easy to forget that. Sometimes it's easy for me to forget that and get so caught up in the day-to-day. But when I get at the feet of Jesus and worship, I'm reminded I'm part of something bigger than myself, something more glorious than myself, but I'm a part of it. I get to be a part of it. We are part of God's kingdom when we've come to the Savior. A number of years ago, I was reading this shepherd's story, and I just became overwhelmed as I kind of saw myself as a shepherd, so to speak, not feeling like, hey, I have that much to offer, and feeling that who am I that God would love me and want to use me for his kingdom. And I was just overwhelmed by the grace of God. And so I worshiped him, but I worshiped him in a little bit different way. You know, there's many ways to worship the Savior. Singing is just one of them. I worshiped him in that moment in God's word by writing a poem. And I want to close our study of the shepherds by reading this poem that I wrote a number of years ago. And I just want to make this clear. I am not a poet, and I know it, and I'm sure this poem will show it. I just hope I don't blow it. I know, silly. Let me read it to you anyways. Again, you know, I'm not a poet. If you write poems, okay, you'll realize that. I kind of think of it this way. You know, when my kids were little and they would make something for me because they loved me and they would bring it home and, you know, maybe a drawing, and honestly, it wasn't much of a drawing and I didn't even know what it was. Or they tried to make, you know, a pottery class or something. It's like, I'm not sure what that is. But that's not how I responded. I received that gift and I was thankful for that gift for my kids because it was done out of love. And so I feel like this poem that I wrote in worship to the Lord is the same way. It's, you know, it's not much, but the Lord receives it. And I hope that maybe, just maybe, it might be a source of encouragement to you. I wasn't even creative with the title. I simply call it the Shepherd's Poem. Poor dirty shepherds all alone with their fear, until an angel showed up, and what did they hear? The Messiah was near, born in a manger. No need to fear, said their heavenly stranger. Glory to God and peace on earth, a host of them did say. Go quickly to where this baby Savior does lay. Though still an infant, salvation he would bring. The shepherds believed, and his praises they did sing. There's a little bit of shepherd in you and in me. We've all felt afraid and alone, yearning to be free. It doesn't matter the things you have done. Redemption is available to all through the Son. Joy, peace, and forgiveness may be hard to conceive, but it all can be yours if today you believe that the babe in the manger on a cross did die, but because he was God, he refused there in the grave to lie. He rose from the dead on that glorious day. I beg you, dear shepherd, not to delay. Christmas means nothing unless it's Christ you embrace. And once you do, eternity's yours because of God's glorious grace. Friends, you matter to God enough that he sent his own son to die on the cross for you and me. Like the shepherds, have you come to know Jesus? Are you actively sharing Jesus? And do you daily worship Jesus? If you've done those three things, if you're doing those things, then your life moves from the mundane to the miraculous, just like the shepherds.